More details continue to emerge after 20 people were killed Saturday afternoon in a limousine accident in rural upstate New York. The 2001 Ford Excursion stretch limo carrying 18 people crossed through the intersection of State Routes 30 and 30A into an adjacent parking lot, striking an unoccupied vehicle and two pedestrians. Everyone inside the limo was killed. Though officials have not released the identities of the dead, several names have surfaced on social media over the last couple days. Amy Dunlop Johnson identified herself as a cousin of two people inside the limo. She said the group was celebrating.
My cousin's wife was going to be turning 30 on October 10th. So they were, they got a limo and they were going from winery to celebrate.
Some of the victims grew up in the city of Amsterdam, about 25 miles from the crash. Mayor Michael Villa said his adult children went to school with one of the families affected by the crash. He said the incident hits close to home.
Two of the couples were recently married. It just really is a time where, you know, I hope that, you know, you hang on to your faith, your family, your friends, and certainly our community will do everything that we can to ease what is a pain that obviously is not going to be an easy burden for anyone to carry.
As the investigation continues, the region is already grieving. A vigil is planned tonight in Amsterdam at the Mohawk Valley Gateway Overlook Bridge. Candles will be passed out beginning at 6:30. Another event honoring the victims will be held Tuesday evening in Schoharie at the Apple Barrel Country Store, where the crash occurred. The store, which reopened Sunday, said it was taking donations for the victims. The National Transportation Safety Board is in Schoharie trying to figure out what caused the crash. NTSB Chair Robert Sumwalt said the agency looks at everything.
We look at the vehicle factors. We look at the roadway. We look at survival factors. We look at the condition of the drivers, the licensing of the drivers. We look at the operator itself, the company.
The company that owns the vehicle has been reported as Prestige Limousine. Schoharie Town Supervisor Alan Tavener said the town has complained to the State Department of Transportation in the past about the safety of the T-style intersection at the bottom of a hill.
About 4 years ago, they finally banned tractor trailers from the side road from Route 30 coming down because they had at least two instances where tractor trailers lost their brakes and went through the intersection.
A spokesman for DOT referred questions from WAMC to the NTSB, but said, quote, "Our hearts go out to the victims of this horrific accident and to their families," unquote. U.S. Senator Charles Schumer said it's critical for the NTSB to get to the bottom of how the incident happened. 3 years ago, the New York Democrat urged federal officials to investigate limo accidents nationwide after a fatal accident on Long Island. Governor Andrew Cuomo has directed state agencies to provide every resource necessary as investigations continue. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.